It is Y105, Dubuque's number one hit music station. My name is Steve Pulaski. Very excited to have this gentleman in the studio, new face, to talk about Reflections in the Park, a Hillcrest Lights Festival opening at Murphy Park today at 5 o'clock. It is the first day of Reflections in the Park. It runs from today through January 4th. He is Jared Crow to talk about Reflections in the Park. Jared, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I live right by Murphy Park, though it's very hard to miss those beautiful lights, especially seeing them getting put up over the last couple of weeks. What is Reflections in the Park?
Reflections in the Park is a great tradition put on by Hillcrest, and, you know, can't give a big thanks to Fidelity Bank and Trust and Diamond Joe. But Reflections as a whole, as we put up I don't even know how many Christmas lights, and we get donations from businesses and organizations, and we have, you know, thousands of people come through, and it's a great Christmas tradition for many, so.
It's a wonderful fundraiser, too, for Hillcrest as well.
That's correct. So all of these donations and the price of the ticket and everything like that is a fundraiser for Hillcrest. And Hillcrest uses those funds, like I said, to go right back into the community to benefit for mental health and educators along the side of mental health and awareness.
It's very easy, too. You just drive your car over to Murphy Park, getting a little bit of a line, and then you go right through and drive through the beautiful park and see all the Christmas lights. How much are those tickets to get a car, truck, or van through Reflections?
It's $12 at the gate, but you are still able to buy discounted tickets at Fidelity Bank and Trust, all their branch locations, for $10.
And again, it's a wonderful cause for Hillcrest as well. He's Jared Crow with Hillcrest and Reflections in the Park. What's one of your personal favorite things about Reflections in the Park, Jared?
Just how all of the volunteers come together every year, and they're so excited to put up the displays and all of the little lights and all the little things that people see. They're just so excited to be there, and I can't be more thankful for them.
It's an absolutely wonderful thing to take you, your spouse, your family to. It's a great compliment to the holiday season. I'm grateful. Not only is it in my community, but I live so close to it too, because I can see those lights go on and it illuminates the whole park. Love seeing all the cars drive through as well. Is there anything else that you would like to mention, Jared, about Reflections in the Park?
If you have any questions or anything like that, we have a lot posted on our Facebook page, Reflections in the Park. So go ahead and check that out. And there's a ton of good information on there if we didn't cover it today.
You can find Hillcrest Family Services on Facebook and more about Reflections in the Park on Facebook. Again, it starts today, runs through January 4th, 5 to 10 at the one and only Murphy Park in Dubuque, right off of Grandview Avenue. Again, he's Jared Crow with Hillcrest and Reflections in the Park. Jared, I wish you a wonderful holiday season. Thanks so much for joining me.
You too. Thank you, sir.